The year is 1964. And London is swinging. It's not just music. In fashion too, a revolution is sweeping Britain. At the forefront of it, a young Welsh designer, Mary Quant.
We thought, you know, we were making clothes for our friends, for sort of art students and actresses and a few sort of creative people around Chelsea. I don't think anyone was anticipated that anybody else would like it and that people from other countries and other places would come and buy these clothes or that we would have any effect.
She would become an icon of the age. She opened her first clothes shop on London's King's Road with her husband in 1955. They called it Bazaar. Soon her clothes were taking off. One of the early bestsellers was a small white plastic collar, the Peter Pan collar, the inspiration for which came from a visit to a place selling, among other things, waiters' uniforms. The Beatles often used to pop in, and the look was born that would define a generation.
With short skirts so that you could move and dance and run and catch a bus and things like that. But dance, yes.
But Mary Quant says it was the girls of the King's Road who really created it. They just kept asking for ever higher hemlines, and she gave them what they wanted, naming it after her favourite car, the Mini. Soon, if you were young, it was what you wore.
If you were a teenager in London in the mid-1960s, you had to wear a miniskirt, otherwise you would just look weird. So I did.